It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma, which opens next week. This is the latest surreal feature from I Saw the TV Glow filmmaker Jane Schoenbrum, and this one is even better than that film. They both had their own ways of representing nostalgia from different generations, but Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma is a love letter to Friday the 13th and Sunset Boulevard. There is a popular 80s horror franchise called Camp Miasma, which has a serial killer named Little Death, who is a walking person with an air vent for a head. In a time of woke, a young queer filmmaker played by Hannah Einbender is asked by the studio to reboot Camp Miasma and meets the original star of the film, played by Gillian Anderson, on the original movie campsite. There's like a 20-minute portion of the film where the filmmaker and star watch the original Camp Miasma, which represents a time period when characters had to make stupid choices in a horror movie, which in this case has the characters standing and questioning the killer before they get pierced. But instead of irritating us like the movie characters making dramatic pauses in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, they make us laugh. It makes me wonder why Scream 7 couldn't be more like Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma. So funny, so honest, so nostalgic, and so stylishly directed, Einbender and Anderson are both guided with the right topics of lesbianism and identity by Schoenbrum, and they delight us with their own movie-going experiences and what the brainstorming of this reboot can bring out of it. So see it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.